This is now the most diverse neighborhood in the most diverse county in the state of Minnesota. And I always have to look at my notes to get the list right. African Americans, American Indians, Cambodians, Hmong, Somalis, Oromo, Ethiopians, Laotians, Vietnamese, Russian, and Spanish speakers. So.
Danielle Dart is Public Program Specialist at the Minnesota Historical Society. A few times every summer, she hires a shuttle bus and narrates a tour of one of St. Paul's oldest neighborhoods, Frogtown.
We have University Avenue, which has just about every group of foreign nationals, different religions, different walks of life on it throughout the stretch. And in Frogtown, Frogtown was mainly built by German Catholic immigrants from Bavaria, and now the same houses that those German Catholic immigrants built in Frogtown are being lived in by people from Southeast Asia, from Africa. Frogtown is bound on the south by University, on the north by, most people would say, I think, Minnehaha. And then the west, it would be, I don't think most people think it goes much farther than Lexington. On the east at Rice Street. The Germans who settled there called it Froschburg, which is the German word for Frogtown, because it was very low-lying and there was a lot of swampland and marshland, so there were just a lot of frogs. You know, like a lot of tours of historic neighborhoods, many of the highlights are places of worship. Those are the buildings that tend to stay, even in neighborhoods that have experienced a lot of flux. In Frogtown, we go to St. Agnes, which was built by the Bavarian Catholics, and it is this beautiful Bavarian-style church, one of the, I think, real architectural gems of St. Paul. It will remind them of scenes from The Sound of Music.
In the 1970s, when American forces pulled out of Vietnam, the Vietnamese, Laotians, and Hmong who had helped the Americans had to flee to avoid persecution. Some of them came to Minnesota, and many settled in Frogtown, revitalizing the neighborhood with shops and restaurants. Those with agricultural and entrepreneurial backgrounds helped spur the growth in local farmers' markets.
Well, I think one of the reasons that the Southeast Asians, and particularly the Hmong refugee population, has gathered in Frogtown is that working class housing that was built by those German immigrants. They're small houses, so the real estate is less expensive. There are more rental properties. It's a place where people can more easily get a start when they first come here from another country, especially given the circumstances under which many, many, many Southeast Asian refugees have come to the United States with very little to start with. It's one of those neighborhoods where people can, you know, they can get a foot in the door of sort of the American economy and own a house or rent a house and get started. Hmongtown Marketplace, a 10-acre marketplace built in an old lumber yard, and it has over 100 vendors Hmong business people who sell food, clothing. There's a farmer's market. They sell videos and movies translated into Laotian, Vietnamese. It's one of the gathering places of the very significant Hmong community in St. Paul. When the Central Corridor Project, the light rail on University Avenue, was announced, it struck me that this was a really important moment. We have the opportunity to show people the history happening as it's happening. Every time University Avenue has changed in the last 130 years, the neighborhoods on either side of it have changed. And it's not to say that change is either good or bad, but it's going to happen, and we'll be able to observe that close up.
This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.